Here's a house full of bees. You think the honey badger cares? It doesn't give a shit. It goes right into the house to bees to get some larva. How disgusting is that? It eats larva. Ew, that's so nasty.
LT's Trash is presented by Mortgage Right. Mortgages done the right way.
Hey, everyone wants to be someone's first choice, and Mortgage Right can help you be number one in the eyes of home sellers across the nation by getting you pre-approved faster than other home buyers. Getting pre-approved in today's competitive market, it is a game changer, and Mortgage Right is the perfect lender to help you land your dream home. With their upfront underwriting program, you can understand your budget, minimize home buying setbacks, and shop with certainty when you have an underwriter stamp of approval backing you. Be better than the competition. Visit MortgageRight.com/TNR today. NMLS 2239. Equal housing lender. So I came across this video, and Forrester's going to pull it for us here. This is off the coast of Australia. Dead whale being attacked by, look at those sharks.
Oh, my gosh. They're getting after it, aren't
they?
Wow.
And that was right outside the coast, they said. Woo. That's a drone picking that up. But look how many. And they said a good majority are great whites.
Hey, buddy, they're eating well, though. There's plenty of meat on that whale right now.
Is that like the Golden Corral of the ocean at that point?
Yes. The old
just
buffet.
Keep going back to the buffet. Wrong end of the buffet there.
How about
chocolate
you
fountain?
Just skydive into that.
Zero.
Yeah, zero. Because they're just hungry now. Yeah. They're eating.
That's what we call a frenzy.
Yep, that's a feeding frenzy there.
By the way, just seconds response, Lisa.
What'd she say?
What's up?
Because, now what are you going to say?
I've got a question. What's up? What do I respond now? I'm in a dark corner now. What do I do now?
Do you know Lance Taylor?
No. I'm going to say, just need to prove I was friends with you.
When's the last time you had a Klondike bar?
Ask her a good graduation present for a 19-year-old girl.
Okay. How about a 17-year-old son?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Okay, there you go.
Okay, first story. It came across this one from Dunaway, actually. See if I can pull this real quick. There it is. Not a good story here. Rocky, how about this? An Arby's manager in Vancouver, Washington, admitted to police that he urinated not once, but twice in the restaurant's milkshake mix.
Oh!
Now police want to get in touch with customers. Police say
their digital
evidence cybercrime unit began an investigation into Stephen Sharp over possible possession and dealing dozens of photos and videos depicting sexual exploitation of children. At least one kid's imagery was downloaded to one account near the Arby's. Authorities then got into contact with Sharp. Sharp confessed to downloading and distributing child porn and having a sexual interest in children. He also told them he was a night manager at Arby's. Search was executed on Sharp's digital devices, and police found a video of Sharp urinating into a container that was milkshake mix from Arby's. Definitely Island, maybe worse than Island.
Yeah, I think Island is a good start there. I'm with you. We may go deeper than that, but definitely start out on the Island.
I mean, for a lot of reasons.
Yeah, numerous.
Yeah. For numerous reasons.
Yeah, I'll start with the charges from the cyber unit, and then we'll go to the urination.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's only number two.
The urination milkshake, enough to get him on the Island to begin with.
Right.
Everything else may make his stay on the Island very short.
Lawsuits. Arby's is looking at here.
Don't forget, it was just recently they had a drive-through worker throw hot grease on a drive-through customer here in Birmingham.
Yeah,
tough run for
that pub there. Have you guys ever been to the bridge in Gatlinburg? What is it called? The
Swaying Bridge.
Yeah, the Swaying Pedestrian Bridge.
Yeah.
That made me a little nervous. Right. I don't like heights.
Yeah, I cannot walk across a bridge like that.
Well, how about this one? The world's, and Rocky's going to pull it for us, largest suspended pedestrian bridge has now opened in the Czech Republic.
Hard pass.
Now, known as the Sky Bridge 721, it spans a whopping 721 meters, takes 10 minutes to walk across that. It hangs 95 meters above the ground. So what does 95 meters equate to?
A meter is what, just over 3 feet? Do math, 91 times 3.
Yeah, hard pass.
So you're looking at basically 28 stories?
Wow.
But here's the deal, okay? So there's going to be one or a group of teenage boys or college-age boys that are going to get out there and start swinging it back and forth.
Oh, Dunaway,
right?
Don't even start.
That's what's going to happen. They're going to start trying to swing that thing.
And somebody's got to do maintenance on that thing. So how much do I trust that person?
Do you not think of Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom?
I 100% think of it.
The altitude is actually 3,600 feet.
Yep.
The bridge connects to both mountain ridges. The bridge has undergone extensive safety testing, I would guess.
Sure.
I mean, it does look very secure.
Okay, this is what's amazing. It's only going to close when it needs maintenance, and when winds exceed, do you want to guess the mile per hour?
75.
30.
30 sounds about right for me.
Yeah.
83 miles an hour.
Negative.
I've been 45 miles, and I'm on
82.
So it's 75. I mean, freaking James Spann could be in suspenders with his sleeves rolled up, and I've still got to walk across that bridge?
And by the way, the construction of the bridge cost around $8 million. Took 2 years to build.
Why do they need it? To get from one side to the other?
It's like that's what bridges are used for these
days. Pretty much, yeah. That was it.
To connect two things?
To get you over water or a gap in land?
There's troubled water they're trying to get over.
I'm to the point where I think major television networks need to give up TV series because they're just not any good anymore.
I can see that.
But here's one that CBS has decided to greenlight. The True Lies series adaptation. Now, you remember the 1994 James Cameron film starring Jamie Lee Curtis?
James Cameron did that film?
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Tom Arnold.
Yeah, Tom Arnold
Bill
was
Pullman.
In it.
No, Bill Paxton.
Bill Paxton, yeah. New series tells the story of a suburban housewife who discovers that her computer consultant husband is actually an international spy. She's then recruited to work alongside her husband and save the world as they try to revitalize their passionless marriage.
I'm in.
It was pitched in 2017, Fox passed on it, and now CBS has greenlit it.
I mean, it was a okay movie, but after that, I mean, can't be
I
a weekly series.
The movie
series.
Wasn't bad, but I can't imagine it being a series.
Me either. Hey, by the way, on that big, tall bridge, isn't there one that's a bridge like that, but it's also a glass bottom that you can see through it as well somewhere in the world? I think it was in China. I really do. I think they built a glass bottom really high up swaying bridge.
The old glass bottom really high up swaying bridge.
Yeah, that's what it's called, actually. Yes.
Oh, Dunaway, James Sr. is not going to like this story because he's a Johnny Cash guy, right?
He is a Johnny Cash guy.
This is funny, though. I'm a Johnny Cash
guy. It's in this order. It's George Jones, Merle Haggard, Johnny Cash.
Is that Dunaway's glass bottom really high up swing bridge?
Glass bottom bridge.
You make the rock and world connect.
You make the rock and world connect. That looks like swimming pools.
That's a tough one to walk over. I'm with Jim. I don't think I want to walk over that one either.
Oh, I mean, look at that. You were walking over glass at that point.
No, thank you.
Wait, is there even a rail on this side?
Oh. Well, I'm sure the side's high on. No.
That one's scarier than the other one.
Okay, so an Arkansas town is upset after someone shot a hole in their water tower in a very specific and unfortunate location.
I think Johnny Cash would laugh at this.
Now, the water tower in Kingsland, the birthplace of Johnny Cash, bears a painted silhouette of the famous man in black, but an unknown person recently took careful aim at Cash's crouch and pulled the trigger. Now the mural is
crotch.
Now the mural is actually leaking from that spot.
I mean, it looks like he's peeing. It's funny.
I think that's hilarious.
I think Johnny Cash would laugh at this. I think he'd get a kick out of it.
That is really perfect.
Yeah. That is good.
It's a long piss, man.
It really is.
Is Johnny still going?
How long does it take to empty that tank, though?
Like that, it'd be a long time.
I don't know. Ask June.
What?
Walk the line, Dunaway. Yeah. Here are some job titles in Victorian slang. Wait staff, Knights of the Napkin. A chef was a dripping lick fingers Jack Nasty Face.
Those are three different names for it.
Oh.
A dripping lick fingers, then there was
Jack Nasty Face.
Jack Nasty Face.
Okay, lawyer had three different names. Actually, four. Tongue Patter, Snipe, Brother Snaps, and the Sublime Rascal.
The old Sublime Rascal.
Teacher.
We went to the Sublime Rascal's birthday party, didn't we?
We did.
Teacher, Niplog, Knight of Grammar, and the Gospel Grinder. Surgeon, Castor Oil Artist.
I didn't get that one. But
the dentist is the Fang Faker.
The old Fang Faker.
You Fang Faker.
On our final story in trash today, I wonder if this comes from Brown's neighborhood.
Oh, the gated community.
Struggling dad has been left fuming after his neighborhood decided to leave him a rude note sarcastically saying congratulations for mowing his lawn.
It's very sarcastic.
Now, posting on Reddit, man shared a picture of the letter he had received from his neighbor, which contained a passive-aggressive dig about the state of his garden, without the neighbor having any context as to why he let his grass grow a little longer than it should have been in recent months. Now, in the letter, the Daily Star reports the man's less-than-friendly neighbor asked if he would be able to mow his lawn on a more regular basis moving forward, as they didn't want his house to, quote, look abandoned.
You mowed. That's twice so far this year, I believe.
So passive-aggressive.
Yeah, that's what he said. You mowed. That's twice so far this year, I believe. Can you keep it up? Maybe weekly, or at least every other week. Your neighbors would be very grateful if your house did not look like it was abandoned. Now, here's the problem.
What is more effort? What is more effort on my part if I handwrite that letter or sit and type it out, print it, and then post it on his door?
At this point, you want to be anonymous. That's what's happened here. Okay. It's not handwritten. Yeah. It's typed. And this guy's probably going to say, boy, the P is a little loose on his typewriter there, and he's going to be able to figure out it was the neighbor across the street.
The dad had an adequate reason for letting his outside space fall by the wayside.
Oh, no.
He's been taking care of his newborn baby and his five-year-old kid while his wife is still in the hospital recovering from postnatal complications.
Yeah. See, there you go. Thank you, neighborhood.
That's what at the same time, you do need to pull the trigger and probably pay somebody to do it. A family member should step it up.
Yeah,
right?
I mean, somebody needs to help the guy, no doubt.
But I would be running by, sticking that on everybody's door, my response letter. Yeah. Trying over here, just trying to raise two kids while my wife's in critical care. But, you know, I'll cut the grass, guy.
You know what I would have told Bernie. You? In the time you put all the notes on the door, you could have cut your front yard.
Yep. Yeah. We all need a little help sometimes. Our friends at Mortgage Right are ready to lend you a hand. Mortgage Right's down payment assistance program gives you the option to purchase a new home without coming out of pocket for that down payment. Their team of mortgage experts always ready to offer their time, tips, and tools to help move you in with confidence and no money down. Take advantage of this home buying benefit. Visit MortgageRight.com/TNR today. NMLS 2239, Equal Housing Lender. And-